Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature Motown solo artists. This half hour, we'll hear from Lionel Richie, Eddie Harlan, Sarita, Marvin Gaye, R. Dean Taylor, David Ruffin, and Barrett Strong. First up this half hour, Lionel Richie with All Night Long, All Night, right here on Motown Memories.
Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, carambo, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, carambo, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. Let the music play on, play on, play on. Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song.
Jamie, eyes that shine like gold. She has the kind of love for me that will never, never go. Oh, Jamie. I'm talking about Jamie. Oh, talking about Jamie. That's my girl. Oh, she comforts me when I am sad now. She speaks with me when times are bad. She kisses me and holds me so tight. To me, she's out of sight. Oh, lips so warm and tender, kisses so divine. I thank the Lord up above for making Jamie all mine. I'm so glad to belong to her, and she's mine, all mine. Oh, Jamie. Talking about Jamie. Yeah, talking about Jamie.
With Tom Fallon.
It's
Motown memory from Sarita. That was Harbor Love, and that only reached number 75 in the United States Rhythm Blues Charts from 1975. Sarita was married to Stevie Wonder in the early 1970s. Before that, Eddie Holland with Jamie, number 30 on the pop charts and number 6 on the Rhythm Blues Charts from 1961. And we started with Lionel Richie, All Night Long, All Night, number 1 on the pops and Rhythm and Blues Charts from 1983. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring Motown solo artists. Well, coming up, a smash hit from 1977 from Marvin Gaye, Got to Give It Up. Well, Got to Give It Up was written by Marvin Gaye and produced by Art Stewart as a direct request for Motown that Marvin Gaye have a disco song. It was released in March of 1977. Upon its release, it topped 3 different Billboard charts and became a worldwide success. Gaye sometimes used the song to open up his live concert shows. Throughout 1976, Marvin Gaye's popularity was still at a high in the United States and also abroad, but the singer struggled throughout the year due to pending lawsuits from former bandmates. Also during this time, divorce court proceedings between Marvin and his first wife Anna Gordy put a strain on him. Financial difficulties almost led to imprisonment for Marvin during this time when Anna Gordy accused him of failing to pay child support. Well, here is Marvin Gaye, Got to Give It Up, Part 1, right here on Motown Memories.
with Tom Fallon.
Dean Taylor with the biggest hit of his career, Indiana Wants Me, and they reached number 5 in the United States pop charts, number 2 in the UK, number 1 in Canada, and number 3 in South Africa from 1970. And we started with Marvin Gaye, Got to Give It Up, Part 1, number 1 in the pop and rhythm and blues charts from 1977. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring all Motown solo artists. Well, here comes David Ruffin with Everything's Coming Up Love right here on Motown.
Love is a flower that blooms in the springtime.
In the springtime.
Beneath the light of the moon in the springtime.
In the springtime.
We're grooving together like two turtle doves since I met you, baby.
Cause
Darryl Strong with the first hit on the Motown record label, Money, That's What I Want, and then reached number 23 on the pop charts and number 2 in the rhythm and blues charts from 1960. Barrett decided he'd rather write and produce songs after that. And we started with David Ruffin, Everything's Coming Up Love, number 49 in the pop charts from 1976. This hour, we featured all Motown solo artists. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.